Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of May 2019. Supreme Court has directed Congress MP Sushmita Dev to bring on record the Election Commission's orders giving clean chit to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Amit Shah on complaints of model code violations. Supreme Court has stayed disqualification proceedings against two AIADMK legislators, who were served notice by the Tamil Nadu Assembly Speaker for allegedly indulging in anti-party activities. Supreme Court has observed that no coercive action will be taken against German auto major Volkswagen, against whom the National Green Tribunal has imposed a fine of 500 crore rupees for damaging the environment through use of cheat device in its diesel cars in India. Supreme Court has asked the CBI to file by the 3rd of June its status report on the ongoing probe into the alleged murder of 11 girls at a shelter home in Muzaffarpur in Bihar. Supreme Court appointed its former judge Justice A.K. Sikri to assess the evaluation of the main written exam, with only 9 candidates making it to the interview level out of the 14,000 aspirants who gave the preliminary examination for post of civil judge in Haryana. Supreme Court has observed that a court cannot decide what is best for the employer and interpret the conditions of the advertisement contrary to the plain language of the same. Supreme Court has observed, while setting aside a Jammu and Kashmir High Court judgment, that a mere summary disposal of a special leave petition does not conclude the issue on merits. Supreme Court has stayed the trial against Malayalam actor Dilip in the sexual assault he had been implicated in. The trial will remain stayed until the conclusion of the proceedings in the Supreme Court. Delhi High Court has nullified the center's cadre allocations of IAS and IPS officers of 2018 batch under the new policy and has ordered a fresh cadre allocation. Bombay High Court has directed Mumbai Police Commissioner to ask beat marshals to keep an eye out for encroachers on roads and in footpaths in their areas. Karnataka High Court has served a notice to the Reserve Bank of India, the Union Government and Canara Bank after hearing a PIL challenging the merger of one of the bank's branches, situated in Kalasipalyam, with another branch on NR Road.